It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
That was a very funny end to the last segment. We're going to revisit some of this to start next hour. Songs that when you hear remind you of like a time in your life when you used to go out and drink irresponsibly. Temperature by Sean Paul was a really magnificent choice by whoever wrote that in the chat. That definitely stands out to me. Yeah, by Usher. There are some really good ones. We'll revisit that. Give you all our bets for Super Wild Card Weekend as well. Side total. We'll give you some same game parlays. Bets for tonight as well in the Power Hour proper, final hour of the show. But we always tell you on You Better You Bet that we bring you the best guests out there to help you make the most informed decisions with your money. And one of the best guests that we have on Talkin' National Football League is the great Evan Silva from the outstanding website, EstablishTheRun.com, of which I am a subscriber. You hear Mike Gallagher on the show as well. Their stud NBA, DFS, betting, NBA fantasy guy who's unbelievable. Establish the Run, awesome website, and Evan Silva, the maestro of matchups, as we call him here on You Better You Bet. Be sure to hit him up on Twitter, at Evan Silva. Evan, happy NFL postseason, my man. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Network, Phenomenal Football Friday. How you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great. You know, it's a really big load off to go from having to, you know, write about the Jets every week to actually writing about good teams. You know, my parents would be like, oh, is work getting really busy now because the playoffs are here? No, it gets way easier. You know, we get to talk about actually good teams. There's only six games. We can dissect them in depth. And I love the playoffs. I mean, I love them.
Yeah, absolutely. Expanded prop markets. The injury reports for the teams aren't particularly bad this week, which means, you know, the prop markets are open with a lot of options, which I think is great. So, Evan, rather than go chronological order, which, you know, we've done a lot this week, it's the easy thing to do. Why don't we just start with, you know, you've written up every game. I know you thought a lot about every game. Give me the game that you feel like you have the strongest opinion on, that you're the most confident in, whether it's outcome or total.
Well, yeah, it's not the easiest week, you know, and I, as the week has progressed, like my confidence level in the games has decreased, because, you know, the weather forecasts are starting to, you know, become, you know, crystallize. And, I think that, you know, like early in the week, I really liked the Bucks Eagles over at 49. But now it's down to 46 because, you know, 20, 30 mile an hour winds, 90 to 100% chance rain, thunderstorms. Like, you know, I should have learned my lesson this season from betting early in the week. This was not a good year to make bets early in the week. Typically it is. This was not. I would say that the thing I'm most confident in, and I know this does not answer your question, Ken, but I like the over on Tyler Johnson's receiving stuff, whether it be 3.5 catches or 34.5 receiving yards. I would even go up to maybe 35, 36 for Tyler Johnson, because I think that, you know, first of all, he's playing the Chris Godwin role. He's got six or more targets in three of the Bucks' last four games. Cyril Grayson is out. Antonio Brown is hanging with Money May and his Uber driver. Chris Godwin tore his ACL. Breshad Perryman's dealing with a hip injury. You know, like, they're outside of, and Mike Evans is going to have Darius Slay on him. So outside of Rob Gronkowski, who, I mean, the Eagles would be crazy to not double team him anytime he runs a route, Tyler Johnson is going to be open in the middle of the field, running routes against Eagles slot corners and linebackers. And we know that the Eagles linebackers are trash. And I've kind of always liked Tyler Johnson going back to Minnesota. And I think he's slowly earning Tom Brady's trust. Last week he played 87% of the snaps. So that's my strongest take right now. I think that Tyler Johnson has a big game against the Eagles.
Hopefully Antonio Brown is wearing a shirt and is not topless, as Scott Hansen said about 9 million times in week 17 when the Bucks played the New York Jets. So Evan, like, and totally cool, like, you don't have like a strong bet, like side or total, like your analysis, like of what we're going to see on the field is so unbelievable that like people may take like what you say and like find a bet to place down. So would just love, like, even if you don't have like a strong side or total feel on some of these games, even just like what you see playing out on the field, like, I feel like is so valuable for our listeners and viewers here. So let's go to the Raiders and Bengals coming up tomorrow. The Raiders have taken making a little bit of money throughout the week, right? Pushing them down from 6.5. Now it's Vegas -5.5 or -5 on the road, or +5, on the road in Cincinnati. So the Bengals are favorites in the game, obviously. Total is 48.5. Joe Burrow, first playoff starts. That too for Derek Carr. What do you see, Raiders and Bengals?
Well, not necessarily pertaining to this game, although obviously it involves this game, but one bet that Adam Levitan and I took today was the Bengals to score the most points over the course of the playoffs. And we took that at 18-1. Another one that I took was Joe Burrow at 12-1 to have the most passing yards over the course of the playoffs. And that will begin against the Raiders. Now, if you go back and look at the game that these teams played earlier in the year, and the Bengals were in a much different state at the time, they were not being as aggressive with the passing game. Joe Mixon had 30 rushing attempts, his most of the season. Joe Burrow threw for 148 yards. But, you know, the Bengals were just, they were in a different place at that time. And now they have been more aggressive with the passing game. I think that they've gained some level of trust in, or some level of confidence in their pass protection, although I understand that Joe Burrow took the most sacks of any quarterback over the course of the year, and that is the biggest edge that the Raiders have over the Bengals, is that the Raiders can rush the passer. The Bengals have offensive line problems. But I think that the story is going to be a little different here, because I think that the Raiders are going to be, you know, they're at such an immense rest advantage, and I think that that's going to show up in the second half. I'm sure that you guys have already touched on it, but, you know, playing the last game of week 18 and then playing the first game, which is on a Saturday of week 19, the wild card round, against a team that just rested starters in week 18 while traveling halfway across the country to go face them at their place. You know, I don't think we're not going to see the fresh leg in Max Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue. And I think that the Bengals are going to have a lot more passing success in this game. I don't know about covering the total. You know, I've seen it at 6. I've seen it at 5. That's a good amount of points. I think if I was going to bet anything here, covering the spread, I think that I would take the over on 48, because I think that the Bengals can get out to a lead and then the Raiders will have to rally back, and I think that they can have success with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow and Zay Jones and put up enough points to hold up their end of the bargain. I think the Bengals are going to score against the Raiders.
Evan, giving us some good thoughts there on markets that Nick and I were talking about earlier, a team to score the most passing yards. Evan going with Bengals and Joe Burrow in those markets, which is really interesting.
At
some really, really big prices.
Well,
Burrow was an option we brought up for that market too, Evan. Burrow and Dak, I think, were the two that we kind of narrowed in on. Maybe Josh Allen as well, if we were going to bet that market. Want to make sure we have time to get your full take on Dallas and San Francisco, which obviously the premier game of the week. Prop markets for this are you know, crazy, and scoring expected, a lot of star players. So we have about 3-4 minutes left here. Maybe we try to hit this one and then maybe your next favorite bet. So a couple minutes here, your thoughts on 49ers-Dallas game of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm just totally passing on it, even though I have – well, first of all, I have Super Bowl futures on both of these teams. So them meeting in the first round really stinks for me, because I'm already losing one of these teams right away. But I think that the most interesting matchup here is going to be the Cowboys pass rush against the 49ers – offensive line, which is not in a good state right now. I don't know if people are talking about this, but, you know, Trent Williams in a must-win game last week could not play due to his elbow injury. And on the right, and he's, you know, obviously he's their left tackle. On the right side of their offensive line, since Mike McGlinchey went out early in the year, they have, you know, they're using Tom Compton and, you know, Jalen Moore, a late-round rookie, at right tackle. And their right guard, Daniel Brunskill, one of the worst right guards in the league. So, we're talking about matching up with Randy Gregory and Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. And the Cowboys can also rush the passer from the interior. And I think this is going to be the biggest part of the game plan for Kyle Shanahan. How do we solve this? Because you know that Jimmy Garoppolo, when he gets rattled, like, things can go pretty south pretty quick with Jimmy Garoppolo. and they need to get him comfortable and in a rhythm and dealing to these after you know, these post-catch playmakers that the 49ers have. But to me, that's the most critical matchup there. And I think that's going to determine the game largely. I mean, I think the 49ers have it in them to absolutely give the Cowboys a run. I took the Cowboys earlier in the week just on the money line. But I don't think I'd do that anymore. I took them at minus 150. I think it's minus 160 or minus 165 now.
Evan, let's close with this here. We got about a minute to go. Curious your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills offense and how it's going to look coming up on Saturday night, tomorrow night, where it's going to be like 0 degrees maybe, but the wind doesn't seem like it's going to be that bad. So maybe it's a big Josh Allen game. We know Josh Norris, I know you're friendly with, was on our show yesterday. He thinks Stephon Diggs is going to have a monster game. What are your expectations here in the next like 60 seconds or so on the Buffalo offense? They're 4.5-point favorites against the Patriots.
It's such a good game. And I know we've already seen it twice, but it's so hard to handicap. I think we're going to see a lot of running from Josh Allen, because down the stretch over the Bills' last five games, he averaged almost 70 rushing yards per game, 3 touchdowns on the ground. And historically, the Bills have run him more in the postseason. So that would be one angle that I would look at. But, you know, it's a division game. It's hard to, you know, win 2 out of 3 against a team in your division. You know, one of these teams won one, the other won the other. And it's a good football game. I don't have any really strong leans other than saying I think Josh Allen's going to have a big day on the ground.
There you have it. And that is valuable information for our listeners and viewers. Evan, you know how highly we think of you. You have the website is the best in the business when it comes to fantasy, DFS, sports. It is just exceptional. Establish the run. Wishing you the best of luck this weekend, my man. And we look forward to catching up with you again here throughout the postseason on You Better, You Bet. Enjoy, my friend.
All right. Thanks, man.
Evan Silva joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Love, so he's on board with you, man, with this Joe Burrow train, right? To lead the most passing yards in the postseason.
If he can just, I mean, if they can get past Tennessee, that unlocks basically everything. They'll probably be losing in the championship game, throw a lot from behind. Like, it's definitely possible. It's how you feel about their matchup against Tennessee. That's probably what guides your decision-making.
Absolutely love it. 2 hours down, 2 more to go here on a phenomenal football Friday. On the other side, we'll probably talk more about the song stuff from earlier, but we're also going to give you all our bets for Super Wild Card Weekend. Side total, same game parlays, and we'll also touch on giving props. BetQL.com/props.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.